Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Buenos dias. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday, and wish you a good day if it's the repeat program on Friday. Thank you for listening. As you know, well, you can also access the program, recordings, and Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez on the internet, and also by podcast under the same title. So, yeah, you have these different alternatives to reach me if you can't hear the program fully on this occasion. Improving in that regard. I'm going to start out with one of these sayings that come out in El Nuevo Día. And I'm going to end up with a person, a young 12-year-old guitarist. A little bit about the sermon before there, and then the 12-year-old guitarist who just won a scholarship, the first Puerto Rican and Latin American to win a scholarship to this place in London, and we'll end the program with that, and then in between we'll have some fun and hopefully work on things that will help our well-being. But the saying in the 30th of May. It's by Josh Billings, who I do not know, but he's apparently a comedian. He says, "La vida consiste no en tener buenas cartas, sino en jugar bien las cartas que uno tiene." Life does not consist in having, good cards, but in playing well the cards we have. And so, I take these sayings and I kind of analyze and reflect on them. And it generally is a good statement. I come to think, it's a term that our President Trump loves. Tell somebody they don't have the good cards. He said that about Ukraine. He said that with respect to Iran and also and so let's reflect on it. The thing is that you also, besides the cards that you have. You also have to keep in mind and analyze the cards that the other person has, and the ones that you may not know that they may have. So that's the another side of the coin, right? I mean, what you have, and what the other person has, and sometimes, thinking of Trump, not thinking so well about what the other side has. And we'll go into a little bit of later on the program on Iran and Ukraine and Cuba, and Venezuela, and all just kind of update on those things that I'd love to like to reflect on them because they do provide a heck of a lot of concern for us. And the other aspect of the cards, first of all, what you have and how you play them and. What the other person has or could have or may have and what you do with that. And then, unfortunately, no matter what happens with the cards that you have and how you play them, you don't have the right cards to win. So you have two choices, accept a defeat, kind of like the chess game. It was a fact in Netflix is a great movie, The Queen of Chess, this Hungarian family and how she turns out to beat the best male chess player in the world, a Russian. But chess is kind of like that. So at a given moment, you have to accept and gracefully or whichever way it ends up, you have to accept that there's no way you could win. And then the other thing is you can't win or achieve what you want, but is there an alternative so that the loss is turns out to be relatively good for you? And I'm just as I was reflecting on cards and bad cards and the cards other people have and what you do when you realize that you're not going to really win the way you would like, and so you look for the alternative. I just thinking back in a number of cases, stories of my past, but the one that I think it kind of applies is my ice hockey career at Harvard. I was never fully in sync with the coach, and in my senior year, I think, you know, around March or so, it became clear that he kind of was moving on to the younger players, and myself and a couple of other seniors, you know, we're going to be giving up a lot of our ice time to bring on the younger players, and I was not very happy. Well, as I said, with him over the years, although I played on the varsity and tough, and we did well, but towards the end there was that personal kind of relationship problem, and there was his decision, strategic decision, to the way he was planning to go. So I decided to, you know, have a discussion with him on you know, where, and he told me that that's his strategy was to continue to play me, but that he would bring on the younger players and develop them for the next year. And so I thought about it. I had thought about it before I had the discussion. I said, well, I think I'd rather, you know, move on. And what I decided to do, kind of shocking, I think, to him and to a lot of people, I decided to then instead of move on, and I wanted to continue to play ice hockey. I need sports exercise, and I love ice hockey. So I went down to the JVs. We had a good JV team, and that JV team even played against my prep school, Andover. So and I played on that JV team against my Andover. So it was a real, you know, in that sense, it was a downer decision. A tough decision on with respect to the cards I had, okay, but in terms of, you know, I wasn't going to be happy, kind of fading out on my varsity last year, and what I determined in terms of all the alternative is to go to the GB, have more time, a lot more time, and to dedicate my time to my senior thesis that I was really passionate about on the author, Mexican author, Carlos Fuentes. And it was a novel, La Muerte de Artemio Cruz. And it was, the title of it was La Muerte de Artemio Cruz Dentro de la Introspección Mexicana. This particular novel, The Death of Artemio Cruz Within the Mexican Introspection. And well, you know, I enjoyed that, and it was a good decision. But as I reflect on, you know, the cards and having the right cards, and finding out that you really can't play the hand that you want to come the way you want to end up, ideally, you know, your 3-year varsity career and your 4 years at Harvard in ice hockey. I played this other card, and never regretted the decision, given, you know, all the things that were in play at that particular moment. So anyway, so that's my reflection on, and that's the way I usually analyze all these kinds of things. And I like to analyze them with you and have you think about, you know, the cards and which situations where you had the wrong cards, not the right ones, and at the end, you got to look for either accepting the loss or looking for an alternative, so it ends up being in your favor, and, you know, overall, which is what happened in this particular case. The other thing that's happening with reflecting is happening, and with respect to, I rarely talk about the WIPR. I remember the very first program, and now it's about 4.5 years. I would explain why I had chose WIPR for my program reflections, and besides Allegro, which I, you know, when you have a program on well-being and being a star, that your radio station is Allegro, WIPR 91.3 FM, is a good starter. But, you know, it has the classical music programs in English, and I feel more comfortable in English. I think we need more English programs in Puerto Rico, and it's a very, another kind of audience that you are. This is the kind of audience I want to have my dialogue with, and overall the station is very, you know, uplifting. It has the kind all the way 24 hours 7 days a week. It's an uplifting program with the kind of music and the kind of programs that we have on WIPR. But with that being said, there's a transition right now. Luis Rodriguez Diaz, the past president, resigned effective the end of May, and he is moving on to be a candidate for mayor's office in Luquillo. He ran in 2020, and so is working towards that. I saw him in a program explaining, you know, his family background and his family being behind him and his decision to move on to this other public service from WIPR. And in his and his, of course, let me he explained in this particular program that he felt that he had helped turn the economic situation of WIPR, which, as you know, has a TV station, station, you know, Channel 6, and has this FM that you're listening to, 91.3 FM, and has an AM station, 940. And I've witnessed, I think, you know, things are, in terms of economic has improved. And so he feel, you know, he's moving on. And in his stead, on June 1 already, almost immediately, the new president is David Reyes Vasquez, and he's been with the station, with WIPR, and, for 40 years. A real veteran, and started, you know, very young, and of course, very committed to the station. And he's also going to be emphasizing as his initial steps to strengthen the economic situation at WIPR that, as described in various occasions in the past, no longer receives money from the general budget. And has to generate its own funding, and you know, so we so that's his first priority, and then he says he has some new ideas that he will be implementing after this first step. So my best wishes for David Reyes Vasquez and the move, and I as Luquillo, I always love to sort of when a particular topic turns up and then it sinks in with something else that comes up. I love this kind of flow of things. And with Luquillo, this weekend, I went to a 5K by the Rotary at the district level and for La Paz, for peace, 5K in Luquillo, and it went really well. They had a really nice shirt, really beautiful medal, the best, nicest medal I've ever seen. And there, you know, I jogged it. I always joke because I jog slower than heck of a lot of people walk, so a lot of people, this particular 5K was done differently from the ones I've been for because they separated the wheelchair, then a minute later the runner joggers, and I was in that group, and then a minute were the walkers. And sure enough, you know, after probably about 8 minutes, 7, 8, 9 minutes, not more than that, people started passing me, walking, the walkers, some of the walkers started passing me, and all. So, But it was a really nice affair. And after that, I went to an area in Luquillo near the beach. But it's a boardwalk before where the condominiums are, and very nice little restaurant. We went with the director, executive director of United Nations Association that I headed for about 10, 11 years, and he joined the 5K, and he was a walker who was one of the ones who passed me, and he's just kind of starting, but he's a long legs and, you know, very tall, and I mean, that's my rationalization. I'm a slow jogger, but it was very nice activity, and it was good to see Luquillo, and it seems to be booming. And so when this Luis Rodriguez takes on his goal for improving Luquillo, he's got a nice base to go from. I think it has a tremendous future. And we went by all those kioscos on the public beach, and I was amazed how that has grown. It's really looking very good, and apparently some of the kiosks there are really top flight restaurants. So I haven't been in that area for a long time. I haven't taken a trip to Fajardo for a long, long time. So it was a good experience. And talking about the radio, the different articles been coming out of Nuevo Día, and I'm kind of joking and laughing at myself here because different people who have been disc jockeys and relatively, you know, famous for the particular music, and they all have these their names, you know, and people don't even know them by their real name, and you know, Red Shadow, El Cacique, which is Marcos Rodriguez, El Búho Loco, and how he came up with the name, because the program was at night, and there was the Tucán and Oso, and you know, the Coqui, and he went to the Múcaro, and then somebody told him, no, Búho is what you should do. And then even though they went to the afternoon program, he kept on as El Búho, people know him by Nestor Galán, but his real name is, you know, Nestor Julio Rodriguez. So, and I'm just thinking, I don't have a name for me. I'm just Jorge Gonzalez Reflections. And, in prep school and college, I was, my nicknames were Gonzo and Speedy Gonzalez. I don't like either of them. So I'm going to stick with just Jorge Gonzalez, your host of Reflections. And just with this, we end the first segment, and Vector's really happy because, you know, when I hit on the right moment, he smiles at me, you know. So the end of pause, after the pause, we're right back. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.